Carolyn, UKIP are the political story of our time. The party that emerged from the dusty office of an academic just over 20 years ago to become popular, brash, attention-grabbing, weather changers in British politics. And yes, whilst all political parties have their heat waves and cold spells, few seem to have with such regularity the colourful storms that have at least in part helped shape UKIP's image. So to today's blast of political high winds for the party, blowing over Margate in Kent, a tad too close for comfort for Nigel Farage to where he hopes to become an MP in a few weeks' time. Last month, a lunch was arranged there as party members gathered for their spring conference. The bill came to £900, but the Sun newspaper has published a secret recording appearing to show Janice Atkinson's chief of staff, Christine Hewitt, later asked for an invoice for a much higher sum, more than £3,000, in order to, in her words, repatriate money from the European Union. Here's a little chunk of that recording. I warn you that this political row comes with a Chaka Khan soundtrack.
£3,000, is that all right?
Yeah, if you're happy with that.
I can do that.
Yeah.
Is that enough for you?
Yeah, God, yeah, that's more than enough. Yeah.
OK.
The idea is that
reference.
We overcharge them slightly, okay. because that's the way we've had
reference to 27th.
Yeah.
Well, David Hoy is the owner of the Hoy restaurant where all this happened.
She explained to me it was ways of them getting some funds into their UKIP account to help with their... help with their campaign. I didn't really have a problem with that as it was a sponsor. The problem for me became apparent when I found out that you and me and the rest of the British public were the sponsor, because obviously they were claiming the money back off the EU, which we pay into.
Now, whatever the blasts of turbulence, few could accuse UKIP of failing to act quickly. Christine Hewitt's boss, Janice Atkinson MEP, was suspended last night, a few hours before that video was even published. We don't know whether Ms Atkinson knew or authorised her member of staff's apparent actions, but a party spokesman said it appeared the MEP had exercised extremely poor judgment. The BBC has been unable to speak to either Christine Hewitt or Janice Atkinson. Here's what their boss, Nigel Farage, makes of it when he found a few awkward questions coming his way from his local radio station, BBC Radio Kent.
Well, it looks bad. It looks very bad. It couldn't look worse. I'm astonished by it, frankly. What we need to do very quickly is to have a disciplinary hearing to establish what the relationship was over this matter between a member of staff and between Janice Atkinson. I shouldn't really be prejudging anything, but all I can say is there's going to have to be an extraordinary reason to explain why this has happened.
And it's not just UKIP looking into what's gone on here. The Kent and Essex Serious Crime Directorate has expressed an interest too. And so there, you might imagine, concludes today's headlines for UKIP. Well, not quite. Another parliamentary wannabe finds himself experiencing the political sensation known as suspension. Stephen Howard, the party's candidate in Scunthorpe in Lincolnshire, is facing questions over allegations of harassment, allegations he contests. Meanwhile, in the Lake District, UKIPper Jonathan Stanley has had enough. He reckons there's open racism and sanctimonious bullying in the party, and he's thought better of having his name on the ballot paper in Westmorland and Lonsdale. Today's hurricane of headlines are far from the first breezy news day at UKIP HQ. By my count, two former UKIP MEPs have done porridge, found themselves in jail. Three in the last 4 years have defected to the Conservatives. And earlier this week, the party's MEP for Scotland, David Coburn, was roundly condemned for comparing a Scottish government minister, Humza Yousaf, to the convicted terrorist, Abu Hamza. Oh, and remember this.
You, sir, are a racist.
Why am I racist for saying there aren't
you
there
take
aren't
this
black people?
And you've checked out the colour of people's faces? Disgraceful. You're disgraceful.
What?
That was the former UKIP MEP Godfrey Bloom taking a rather robust approach to media handling by whacking Channel 4 News' Michael Crick around the head with a UKIP conference brochure. Hours earlier, Mr Bloom had described a woman as a slut. The traditional definition of the word, he pleaded, meaning she was dirty for not cleaning behind the fridge, rather than the more modern meaning, suggesting a lady rather generous in her dispersal of affection. He also went from UKIP MEP to former UKIP MEP before that day was out. Hang on, though, say UKIP. Other parties have their colourful characters, but you media types are only interested in ours. The papers are out to get us, some whisper. So what is going on here? Do rows, alleged scandals happen in other parties? Yes, of course. But is this what scrutiny looks like? Yes, again. Is this a naive party, barely out of its teenage years, going out without its coat on? Yes, it probably is. And do UKIP show a remarkable knack for weathering these political storms? They certainly do.